There he is. Jeff Hathorn.
We have hawks in our neighborhood. We have a lot of hawks that we have two hawks or one hawk, Jeff, that sits in a bare dead tree, perches above my yard and some others. There are numerous small dogs. Never knew this. You know who is the ultimate enemy, the mortal enemy of the hawk? The crow. These crows just go after this poor hawk.
And kill the hawk?
They can't kill it. They can't kill it, but like I'm talking about little kamikaze runs at it where they try to knock it out of the sky.
Wow. Amanda's worried that the hawk is going to come down and eat our dogs sometimes.
Yes, that's the same thing people... I let Lance out there because I think he's too big for the hawk, but like every time the hawk even circles, there's like 10 crows that come out of nowhere to attack it.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats.
Yes, in this case, people, not hawks. All right, Jeff, the injury report is out. Russell Wilson limited, but it sounds from what we've gathered so far that he did almost nothing today. Is that true?
Limited is a very good word for it. Yes, limited.
I saw a video, limited. Jeff, that was posted. I think it was Richie, so I'm assuming it was legal for him to post. If not, I'm getting him in trouble right now. Dude, why'd you do that? And it showed Russ doing... like my warm-up if I'm going to go on a jog where I'm doing high knees at like one-quarter speed just to get my body slightly loosened up. It did not look like a man who even has the capability of going full.
Well, so what Richie, I think, filmed was just them going through warm-ups. So that was just like team warm-ups of him. I think he was a little bit on the side today, but that's typical for the team to go through that type of stretching exercise or run. Like what he did there wasn't abnormal to what you would see in a regular day.
Any doubt in your mind that it'll be Justin Fields on Sunday?
Not right now. I mean, Russ may not say it. He's supposed to talk tomorrow. He may not say it, but you know that this game means a lot, that him being out there would mean a lot. So I don't want to rule that out because he may push with every fiber of that calf to come out tomorrow and try to be full and show that he can play. It's just, you know, what you hear about those injuries is it's so close to the Achilles that you don't want to push it, because if you push a tight calf, that could lead to an Achilles injury and that could end somebody's season.
Jeff, the other big story today is that Dan Moore, his ankle so bad, he wasn't even limited. He wasn't able to practice. When Tomlin said that on Tuesday, I was stunned because I thought Moore played one of his best games ever against Atlanta, and now he's dinged up. It opens the door for Jones at left tackle and Seumalo at right tackle, does it not?
Fautanu.
Sorry.
Yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, could this be the Chooks moment for Dan Moore?
What do you think?
You know, Chooks, I think it could. I think it could. Listen, Fautanu talked to us today. The look in his face was like, you know, was like a rookie ready for his first game, like a freshman ready for his first game.
Like he knows like there's a good chance he's going to play.
Yes. And the energy, and, you know, he was like, I'm ready for this. I've been taking all these mental reps and being on the sideline and having to watch last week. Like he is geared up to go. Obviously, you know, Moore being hurt could decide that regardless. He goes out there and puts together a game, and Broderick, you know, holds his own. Or even is better at left tackle. Dan Moore maybe, again, might be Chooks where he's out of a job.
Jeff, one other thing that stuck out to me, only because this guy I thought was pretty disruptive caused one of the interceptions from Cousins by pushing right up into his face. Can't have an injury report, apparently, without Larry Ogunjobi showing up on
right?
it with a knee. Tell me, I mean, are we talking, was he limited or was he limited?
Well, with veterans, you know, the limited, I think, is, especially with veteran linemen, I think it's easier to, you know, give some reps off. And at times you might even not even realize that they're limited because, okay, maybe they're just looking at a different combination. But, yeah, to see that happen, and you heard what Tomlin said after or on Tuesday about his impact. You know, Hayward was saying he was an unsung hero, and, man, he was. Like, you noticed him in that game. How many games last year did you not notice him? You noticed Ogunjobi out there Sunday in Atlanta, and hopefully this is just a minor precautionary thing. But, yeah, to see that again after he had a clean, almost clean offseason is disappointing because he's dealt with, you know, various things over the last couple of seasons.
Jeff, if Johnston is a 10, if Cam Johnston is a 10 as a punter, and Presley Harvin is a 1, when you watch Corliss Waitman, what is he?
He's a 5. Good leg. Still pretty inexperienced. I mean, this is a guy who was playing soccer in Belgium until he was like 15 and then came to the U.S. So this is all still a little bit new. But I'll say this, he looked a lot more consistent than when he was here in 2021, which would stand to reason. I don't know if this is a full-time rest of the year, but the dude's got a good leg. It's a different approach from that side of the – from, you know, being a lefty. So an improvement, better than Harvin. Obviously, I mean, Johnston, I've never heard Mike Tomlin say things like that about a punter, ever. Which tells you what kind of impact he thought he could, as much as a punter could have, that he could have had with this team.
What tells you how tired he was of watching Presley Harvin last year.
Your prediction for Steelers-Broncos?
Bo Nix just, I mean, listen, as much as the Steelers are working on some things, so is Denver. I would say the Steelers go up there and squeak out a 16-14 win.
Jeff, Andrew Filippone 10 minutes ago on Twitter, if the Steelers beat the Broncos without scoring a touchdown, I will let a lucky listener take my game-used Willie Stargell bat and hit me in my robust ass with it as hard as he or she wants. There is no way lightning is striking twice. Your percentage chance that Pony is being hit with a baseball bat in his self-described robust ass.
Man, I don't want to see that happen, Pony. Like, I want that to be a low percentage, but I think there is a...
Come on, the last time it happened before Sunday was the Chiefs playoff game.
You've only got them scoring one, though, Jeff.
And you don't... But you didn't specify offensive, did you?
No, I did not.
No, he didn't. And I think there's a real chance that they score defensive or special
teamer. Put your money where your mouth is and bet them to score defensive or special teams touchdown.
Maybe I will, because I was going to bet that there would be at least one dynamic kick return touchdown, and I forgot to place the bet, and I would have won in week one.
Jeff, thank you for a Hawk Report.
Thanks, boys.